Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Welcome in here to the Tuesday, December 16th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of
alongside
Sacramento.
Alongside EP.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed.
Wait a minute. What the hell is that over there? What is that in the distance? But that's the sun. That's the sun.
Barely,
that's
though.
The sun.
It was a little brighter today when I was driving over and I noticed it, but I don't know if that's the sun.
That's the sun. That's gotta be the sun.
This is like alternate Kane. This is alternate sun.
It's sun-ish. Remember the indie wrestler Colt Kane that we were watching?
Yes.
That's closer to what this is than it's like sun adjacent. It's certainly not as dark.
You can't see it over here.
You definitely can.
Over there, when I went to get the water.
Yeah.
It's got to be. That's got to be.
Yeah. How long has it been?
Too long.
It's been a minute.
They said 12 days.
Oh, 12 days, a month, same thing.
They said it's been, the temperature hasn't been any higher than like 46 for 21 days.
Maybe that's what I saw, though.
Man, the app got 12 days of rain. 11 of the next 12 days is supposed to rain.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
I'm monitoring one forecast and one forecast only. Just don't snow on my way to the city. That's all. I'm asking. Right now it looks clear. The high right now, 34 degrees.
Woo.
Feels like 30. That's what it says.
Ooh.
What time is it there? 3:34, 2? Yeah, it's going to be chilly. It's going to be
sun's
chilly.
Sun's still up, too.
Yeah, sun's still out.
Damn.
Yeah, sun's still out. I'm trying to see if you could do one of those things where you, they try to tell you, oh, get the top of the rock sunset package. It's like, cool. What if it's raining? Like, or what if it's snowing or overcast? Like, there going to be no sunset?
No.
Like, no, man. It's still the
same price, though.
The same exact price. And that price is not a regular ticket price. It's like, ah, unless you got to deal with Mother Nature, man, I'm not in on this. I am not in on this. It's Tuesday. Y'all know what it is. Trista Crick will be with us for her final visit of 2026. We'll talk to her, 2025, excuse me. We'll talk to her at 2 o'clock. And then our man Jason Jones will be with us. Same thing. Final visit of the year coming up at 3:15. We got the NBA Cup tonight. I'm excited for this one, man. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to watch the Knicks and the Spurs, and certainly an interesting subplot as Sacramento Kings fans just drether around here in the depths of hell. It is De'Aaron Fox and the San Antonio Spurs versus Mike Brown and the New York Knicks. Both were rocking Sacramento Kings colors. Not that long ago, and of course, De'Aaron's conversation with Mark Spears certainly got some run around the internet over the course of the last 24 hours. Mark Spears might join us; he might not. I'm not really sure, but we did have a text exchange with Mark yesterday. So he's got a lot of TV obligations today in Las Vegas. So we'll see if we can get him on later on in the show. What'd you think of that piece with Mark and De'Aaron?
I always like, regardless of whether or not I agree or disagree or it's full truths or half truths or whatever, I always appreciate a athlete speaking candidly and speaking their truth. And I don't even say that to say I disagree with much of anything De'Aaron said. It's just, you know, he spoke openly, honestly about how he was feeling for the most part. And I thought everything was fair. I thought his perspective was fair. I thought you talk about where the Kings are now, and yeah, they're where they're at. Mm-hmm. So much like a lot of stories, I mean, I think there's layers to it. I think there's context to some of the decisions that were made and why they were made and when they were made, but. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is moved on to bigger and better things, and salute to him for that.
I feel like De'Aaron, he acknowledged in his conversation with Mark that he was frustrated that the team didn't do anything after the playoff run. It's like, you know, I thought we were going to continue to build, mm-hmm. and I wonder, you know, because I've tried to pinpoint where I think De'Aaron started thinking about being somewhere else. And I keep going back to that offseason, and I don't think that that's it. I really do think he was frustrated by it. I think he was very frustrated with how the season went. Whether he'll admit it or not, I think he was frustrated with some things Mike Brown was doing that year. But in the end, believe he wanted to play for Mike Brown. And when that contract took as long as it did, that's where he first started to think, maybe this isn't my place. Mm. What I can't figure out is, this is where I've really, really struggled, is, was that the bailout? Like, had he wrapped his brain, or had he thought enough? Because when you think something, you know, you have a circle of people. Your wife, your close friends, your family, that you talk to about these things. And when you talk to them, more times than not, people will offer their opinion. And I wonder if it got to the point where he got souped up on the idea of leaving during what felt like a lengthy process with Mike and the organization. And when they re-signed Mike, it bailed him out a little bit. And then the season kind of went, like, we watched the games that year. Like, we don't, you know, if there is anyone who is an expert in watching a basketball team be disconnected, it's this fan base. And it felt at the beginning of that year like, this doesn't even look like last year. Last year didn't go the way that we want to. It doesn't even look like that. This looks worse than that. And I don't know if that was De'Aaron. I don't know if it was other people. If it was a collection of all of them. And then the call is made to fire Mike Brown. And then that's the ultimate. All right. And he said it. Like, he said this publicly. They know how I feel. Because he had already told them. You fire Mike, you could trade me. And there are pieces of the puzzle that I've yet to like fully fill in. There's stuff that De'Aaron told me. There's stuff that I've heard. I don't know if Mike would have stayed, if they wouldn't have fired Mike Brown, if De'Aaron would have felt this, like if he still wouldn't have wanted to leave. Because this season was going a direction. I don't know what that direction would have. I don't know where it would have ended. I don't know what that season would have looked like, but it was headed in a direction that no one was going to be happy with. And I can't figure out is if we had gotten to that offseason and if Mike Brown was the head coach, would De'Aaron have told the front office, it's time, man. I've done my job. It's time.
Yeah, that's something we won't know, and I don't know. I don't feel, I mean, maybe he didn't know, but I don't feel like De'Aaron would ever tell us if that was the case.
I didn't ask.
Yeah,
I had the opportunity to, didn't even think of it, didn't ask. Poor handling on my part.
But I'm not sure he would say it any other way, because that would paint him in a different
light. Yeah, he did not.
He might not have known either.
The appropriate, and that's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Like, that would have been a perfectly acceptable answer if he had just gone, I don't know. That would have been perfectly acceptable, because the way things were going, like, yeah, I understand his frustration. I see Cole saying clutch, or should I say Rich Paul didn't want him here either. I don't know that Cole's wrong in that. I don't know if want him here is the right phrasing, but I don't think Rich had a single issue in looking at getting him to Los Angeles, meaning the Lakers, or looking at getting him to Houston or San Antonio. I don't think that bothered him a bit.
I think
the idea of it.
I think the turning point and the first time it potentially entered his mind of not being here was the trade deadline the second year, the year after Beam Team, when they didn't go get anybody. They didn't get OG that summer. They didn't get Pascal Siakam at the deadline. And one of the things that, maybe you know the answer to this, but I would like to know, is who said no to Pascal and paying Pascal? Was it Vivek Ranadive saying, no, I don't want to pay him that, which would put us in the luxury tax and all this other stuff potentially, and I don't want to pay him that? And Monty McNair was like, yeah, we should pay him.
That was the second year, right?
That was the second year.
Right.
Saying, yeah, we should pay him, and Vivek said no? Or was it Monty saying, Monty and Wes saying, I don't think we should pay him that? Because I think that's where everything started to spiral, in my opinion. So, and that's the answer. I don't know. I don't know.
Does it make the most sense that it was the front office?
That's where I'm leaning to, but I don't. Yeah. Because
if you hire me to do something and I go to you and I say, this is it. This is our move. This is it. we're looking to take that next ascension. This is our move to take that next ascension. We have to get into the big boy tax bracket. We have to, this is the luxury tax is the handcuffs or whatever of doing what we did last year. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to get better. We have spent this money on De'Aaron. We have spent this money on Domantas Sabonis. We have the opportunity now. You have to say, and if Vivek just goes no, mm-hmm. oh man, and this team will never be successful. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was Monty and Wes that were like, no, we need to maintain flexibility. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to do this or do that.
That's what I think.
Sign Keon Ellis to a max. I don't know.
That's what I think.
That was a shot. I'm sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sorry.
That's where I lean. It was them that didn't finalize that or do what they needed to do to get that deal done. And that's where everything started to take a turn.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. The Siakam deal might have been the true turning point.
Because you get Siakam, you probably make the playoffs. I'm assuming there, but I think you make the playoffs if you get Siakam. That's the deal where they wouldn't have needed to give up Keegan, reportedly, allegedly.
I've always heard they didn't. I've always heard no, it wasn't Keegan. I think it might have been Malik.
I think it might have been Malik,
if I remember correctly, but it wasn't Keegan.
Yeah. I think it was them still having an opportunity to make the playoffs. Mike Brown probably gets the kind of player that he wants in here. Defensively, long, athletic wing, 3-and-D type guy, another playmaker. De'Aaron Fox gets that type of guy next to him. And when that didn't go down, especially those guys, they probably, you know, the Fox and Sabonis and all these guys, they definitely know a lot more than we do. And if it's anything like we're hearing, but more like, yeah, it's there if they want it, and they say no.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Fox, I'm like, oh man, are you mm-hmm. for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have me. Yeah, that would have me feeling a certain way.
And that might have been one of the first times that he started to think that way. We don't
could have if nothing else. He could have thought we have a ceiling, and we might have reached it. If we're unwilling to do this, mm-hmm. we might have reached it.
Mm-hmm. And then you combine that with they missed the playoffs, and then. The draft pick situation, what happened on draft day, that wasn't anything positive. Getting Devin Carter, yeah. not making a trade for somebody, getting Devin Carter, who can't play for 6 months or whatever. And then that bled into the Mike
who
Brown
was
situation.
The trade? Was it Kuzma?
Kuzma was one of them. I know
that
John
was the
Collins
one we kept.
About.
John
yeah.
Collins was the other one.
John Collins was one we
yeah,
we
that
had
was
heard
the
about.
Draft day one, yeah.
I think loosely there was conversations or talks about Brandon Ingram. I know James Hammett talked about Cam Johnson earlier today mm-hmm. and said maybe he was the one that was part of the draft day deal, potential draft day deal. So you fumble that. And then whatever was going on with Mike Brown, we know what was going on with Mike Brown. There were players that didn't want him here. I think they were going to ownership and saying they didn't want Mike Brown anymore.
Yeah, I think you can take the think out of that.
Yeah. They were going to ownership saying they didn't want Mike Brown anymore.
Because they didn't have any reason to talk to their front office. Because that's why go to Michael Scott when you can go directly to what's his name? David. Jesse, help me out.
The guy, the one.
David Wallace. You could go directly to David Wallace.
Go right into David Wallace. Yeah. Or the lady. Who's the lady that would always come?
Well, Jan is middle management. Well, Jan is upper middle management.
See, I know Jan.
Yeah, Jan is more like in the Joe Dumars category than the.
Didn't he think he was going on a date with Jan one time?
No.
Isn't that when he was clearing out his car?
No, that was a different episode. That was Purse Lady.
Who was that?
That was Purse Lady.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who's
that's
a super funny. Famous actress? She became. I forgot who it was. She became a super famous actress after that episode. But I forgot her name.
But yeah, man.
That's so sad. You thought that was Jan.
Well,
come on,
you know,
bro.
I mean, I get them confused. Come I've on, seen it man. So many times. It's like they start blending together sometimes. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, no, for sure.
But yeah, then you got the Mike Brown situation. And I'm not going to say to nobody's credit, but, and this is where things kind of like get a little, I wish you'd tell the whole story. I'm back. They chose you, De'Aaron, and what you wanted. For how long they chose it, that's another story. But in the summer, there were people who didn't want Mike Brown back. There was probably ownership that was listening to players and saying, I'm listening to them. It might be time to move on from them. And
one of those guys has been with the organization since he was drafted. The other two at the time
mm-hmm.
had been here for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You put that stock into those two over him, that's your failure.
Which he didn't, right? They signed the contract. They wanted him gone in the summer.
Mm. So they signed the contract. Do you think they signed the contract with the idea that Mike Brown is our head coach for the next 4 years?
Well, they should have. I think they did. But, and this is my thinking.
And correct
like
me if I'm wrong. We believe that it was Vivek who made the call to fire Mike.
Yes.
Which means it wasn't De'Aaron versus Domas and Malik. It was De'Aaron and the front office versus Domas and Malik.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure we have the Survivor Series team set. I want to make sure we had it.
That's how I see it.
Mike right. Brown on a pole match or something. Get to the top of the ladder and grab Mike Brown.
That's how I view it.
Money in the Bank coaches match.
And in the summer, they chose the coach in De'Aaron. They chose the coach in De'Aaron, and they gave him the contract.
The front office in De'Aaron, yeah.
Yeah. And the coach, the Mike Brown. They went and got mm-hmm. Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. And I think it was my belief is sign him, bring him back. I know these guys are saying they don't like, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They'll work together and they'll figure it out. And they did not. And there were people that wanted him out, whether it's Domas, Malik, they probably kept voicing their displeasure. Like, man, I'm not feeling it. This is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. showed on the court, looking like they weren't. You talk about this. This is that on steroids. What we see nowadays. Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hey, people forget about that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
It was nasty at that time. Mm-hmm. Until it got to the point where, you know, I guess Vivek went back to him and said, "Hey, gotta make this move."
So why wasn't the move on from Domas and Malik then?
Well, one, Malik is one thing, because I think there are some things that we won't go into, but there's also, he was like, you trade Malik at that time, you think people are having a conniption now about trading Malik at that time? After the first 2 years of Malik Monk, and you trade him, people, I'm not, you got to do what you got to do as a basketball team. But people would have a fit.
Might have been the right move.
It might have been the right move. The other reason why Domas probably wasn't moved is because your general manager had just signed him to what was essentially an immovable situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he had started the contract extension at that point.
No. Second year? No.
And got a salute.
That was the famous renegotiate and extend, if I remember correctly.
Got a salute because there are some truths to what the guy was talking about. But like a lot of people are like, why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing this? You don't have to do this right now. Mm-hmm. Or, and once again, I got to show respect. Like you're signing him to a number that nobody else in the league would sign him to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the national writers, I think it was Bonteps, I think it was what's the old GM in Memphis that
Hollinger
was saying. They were kind of right. And so you can't move him. You can't move Domas in that situation. You're not, you probably could have moved Malik Monk, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what anybody wanted to do.
You probably could have moved Malik at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably an argument to be made that the owner doesn't want to move players that he really likes.
Mm.
You move Malik Monk, let's just play this hypothetical out. Like, it's going to leak out through articles like, oh, yeah, Malik Monk wasn't for Mike Brown and blah, blah, blah. Like, stuff like that comes out eventually. So, like, I guess, like, yeah, there's the fan backlash, but then it's all going to come out somewhere.
Someone mentioned something earlier in the chat, and forgive me for not noting it. It was a good point because I asked the question earlier about the Siakam thing. Who do we think was unwilling to spend the money? Because I think this was a good job by you. I think this is where we nailed down the turning point for the matchup that we have tonight between De'Aaron Fox and the San Antonio Spurs and Mike Brown and the New York Knicks. And it's like you could go to the Siakam deal. Who was the one or what entity said no, ownership or front office? If it was ownership, it would have been written about that night. And I think whoever, salute to the person who put that in the chat, because you're 100% right. Mark Spears would have had it. Sam Amick would have had it. Bonte, all of the people you just referenced, they all would have had that Vivek Ranadive shut down a max contract extension for Pascal Siakam.
That's a great call. I mean, I think it was obviously the front office, the money.
And with the front office, it eventually like leaked out, and it was never pointed directly at the front office, mm-hmm. but we asked, one, why did that deal fall apart? And two, that was an in-person conversation. Mm-hmm. How did it fall apart so quickly? Our show hadn't even ended. We were like, hey, we got to get to the arena, man. It could be a historic night. Show wasn't even over before the goddamn tweet comes out that the negotiations between the Raptors and the Kings is over.
Yeah.
They just reconvened after lunch and were like, yeah, forget it.
And here's Soren, like, I think you guys are getting it twisted up. He said, we wouldn't have cared if Malik got traded for Siakam if this team was in the playoffs. Just make the damn deal and none of this happens. I'm not putting a cape on for old boy, but what we just laid out, that doesn't seem to be his call. Then this is what I always say.
Wait, whose call?
Vivek's call.
Oh.
This was a front office, not to get Siakam, was a front office call.
Yeah.
That was Monty and Wes.
Yeah. Yeah, you okay, so I think what Soren is responding to is you saying what the uprising would have been if they had traded Malik. That was a different conversation. That wasn't the Siakam situation. The Siakam wasn't the trade.
Right.
By no account that we have from anybody, inside, outside, on multiple organizations, was the deal the problem. Mm-hmm. The extension was the issue. Mm-hmm. And when the Kings said what they said, Siakam said no. Mm-hmm. You could do it. You could do what you want to, but you could trade all. Go ahead, make that trade. I'm out of here in 6 months, mm-hmm. 5 months, whatever it is.
Yeah. And this is. We could talk about it a little bit.
Okay, you're going to need a lot of Baker family wine for this game tonight because you're going to be watching De'Aaron Fox. You're going to be watching Harrison Barnes. You're going to be watching Mike Brown. You're going to be watching a lot of former Kings on the big stage on Amazon Prime tonight. So head over to Baker Family Wines on Industrial Boulevard in West Sacramento. Head over to the Nugget in Elk Grove, Granite Bay. While you're at Granite Bay, grab some of them cookies that they have right there. They are absolutely phenomenal. Heartbreaking to find out that's not just a Nugget staple. That's the Nugget in Granite Bay. So while you're looking for that wine with the baseball stitch, grab you some cookies while you're out there. You can check select Raley's and Bel Air locations as well. But trust me, you're going to need a good bottle of rosé to watch that game tonight. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com. Become a member of Dusty's Clubhouse as well for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. There is a lot more to this conversation, and we're going to bring Mark Spears' article back into it when Dealer and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.